In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We hear today from John's Gospel, and the preacher has a confession that he prefers the synoptic version of the feeding miracles, and in the synoptic Gospels, accounts of the feeding miracle. All of them have Jesus say, "You give them something to eat." Five short words that are so simple and so profound. Give them something to eat. Like the mandate, the commandment given on Maundy Thursday, Jesus isn't making a suggestion, he is giving orders. In this portion of our worship, as we sit after hearing the gospel read and hearing a sermon, we are waiting, literally, to be fed from the altar. If a preacher has done her or his homework, the sermon can give us something to chew on, too. Digest this morsel with me, if you dare. We are responsible for feeding the world. When we worship together, we remember what we do here. According to the Book of Common Prayer, is the opposite of amnesia. There is a very curious word about what we do. It's called anamnesis, the opposite of amnesia. What we do here, as in a short while Father Dolan will celebrate, it is much more than a memorial. It is a sacrament, because our Lord said, "This is my body," bread that will feed the world and cause it to not be hungry again. With regard to the sacrament, I once heard Dr. Christopher Bryan say in a sermon, with regard to the Eucharist, "I need it at least daily." Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us, and that is why we keep the feast. "Give us this day our daily bread," is what we pray, as we were taught by Jesus to pray. Our bodies and our souls hunger. Life itself can be challenging, and hunger hurts. We come to the Eucharist to be fed, and then we are instructed to go out and feed. For many of us in this nation, we get to eat whenever we're hungry. Everybody knows the embarrassing tradition that takes place during the 11 o'clock hour of your stomach beginning to growl when you think, what am I going to have once I get home, or where will we go to eat? Because we know that we can and we know that we will. We get to eat whenever we're hungry. Oftentimes we eat when we aren't hungry, but we are trying to feed some ache within. Too many people in this country and in our world do not get enough to eat when they themselves are literally starving. I have a lot of pet peeves, many of you do as well, and one of those for me is the cliche that says, "I'm starving." We think near the end of a worship service, "I'm really hungry, my stomach growled during the sermon and I'm totally embarrassed." Don't ever let me hear you say, "I'm starving," because I will call you out on it. It's one of my pet peeves. I just don't like it. Don't use that around me and few of us, because few of us, if any, know anything at all about starvation. And we too often turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to those who are starving, because occasionally it makes for interesting news when people are shown in other lands literally starving, and we are calling attention to their plight. And so what can we do here today? As Christians, we say that we follow Jesus, and in the feeding miracles account in the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus says, "Give them something to eat." Other religious traditions live in our spiritual neighborhood, and a beautiful Baha'i prayer says, strive that your actions day by day may be beautiful prayers. Turn towards God and seek always to do that which is right and noble. Enrich the poor, raise the fallen, comfort the sorrowful, bring healing to the sick, reassure the fearful, rescue the oppressed, bring hope to the hopeless, shelter the destitute. And we hear in the gospel Jesus say, you give them something to eat. James says we are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. When we gather in church, whether it's during the 11 o'clock hour, the 8 o'clock hour, and soon as the school year gets going again, we will have Christian education. From where do we seek our instruction? Our tradition, yes, teachers, habits, Holy Scripture, the Book of Common Prayer, music, hymns, anthems, the memories of giving parents and grandparents. In our religious tradition, we hear from the psalmist this morning who says, the Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. It is right that we remember the goodness of God, but it is misguided to rest on our laurels and God's goodness. And we should never achieve any level of comfort thinking, well, God will take care of the hungry because God is kind in all God's doings. And Jesus says, you give them something to eat. John's feeding miracle is a little bit different than the synoptics, but he has knowledge that he has power, Jesus does, about what to do. The disciples worry, as many of our guilds would, if we knew that 5,000 people were coming this afternoon looking to be fed. Where are we going to get the food? Doesn't anybody know that it's Sunday, and where are we going to be able to shop that quickly? The passage goes on to say that this was a test for Philip because Jesus himself knew what he was going to do. Does Jesus already know the outcome of the mess that we are in? Is he simply going to fix it on his own? It begs the question in my mind, does Jesus need our help? Because we ourselves are the hungry ones. We're hungry for deliverance from this mess that we're in. We're hungry within our circle of friends for ruined friendships because of one reason or another. With our families, we know that there are unhealthy family dynamics, and we're hungry for those things to be fixed. We're hungry. And the world is literally starving. For those of us who say we know where we can find bread, the world is starving for us to do something. One of the more beautiful phrases in our prayer book is found near the end of Eucharistic Prayer C, which says, deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only, and not for strength. For pardon only, and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. The Gospels are full of miracles that we say that we believe in. But once we leave here, do we act like we really believe it? Are we to serve the world and somehow try to save the world? And the answer to that is yes, in the name of Jesus. How do we feed the world? We continue to give our tithes and offerings to this place. We can serve in the Master's Table Soup Kitchen. We can change our wills to make sure that the church is remembered when we leave this world, because one day all of us will. What is it that we are to do? How are we to do it? We don't have enough. A little bit of bread, a couple of fish. You give them something to eat. We are supposed to give the world something to eat. In Jesus' name, amen.